Demographers predict that in little more than a century, the fast-growing Latino population will comprise a majority in America. For years already, this has prompted political types to strategize on how to win the Latino vote. Now, a new book offers an insider's perspective. Jorge Ramos is the wildly popular news anchor of Noticiero Univision. His book is Latino Wave, How Hispanics Will Choose the Next President. Mr. Ramos, welcome.
Great to be here.
You start your book saying, in fact, Latinos have already chosen the current president because of the influence of the 10 states with the largest Latino electorate, including, of course, Florida. And you have an interesting description of the very different approach the two candidates took toward the Hispanic community. Tell me how candidate Bush did a much better job of courting Latinos.
It is not only my opinion that Latinos decided the 2000 election, but it's also President Bush's opinion that Hispanics decided the 2000 election. What happened is that Al Gore gave up on Florida in the last days of the election. He thought that voters didn't believe him, that he was distancing himself from President Bill Clinton, and especially on one important issue, on Elian Gonzalez, the little boy, the five-year-old Cuban rafter who was found at sea and then ended up being sent back to his father in Cuba. So Al Gore believed that he was going to lose Florida, and in the last days of the campaign, he decided not to advertise at all in Spanish language news media. And he made a crucial mistake. So the opposition, the Republicans, George W. Bush, decided to invest thousands of dollars in Spanish language advertising. And not only that, President Bush, then candidate Bush, decided to talk directly to Latinos, Cuban American voters, in this case in Florida. And even though he made tons of mistakes in Spanish, he did communicate that he wanted to be a different president. And at the end, President Bush's strategy paid off, and he won Florida by 537 votes. And when I asked President Bush if he believed that Cuban Americans and therefore Latinos had decided the 2000 election, he told me, yes, and then he added in Spanish, y no los voy a olvidar, and I won't forget.
President Bush is probably going to be hard-pressed to be so accessible this time around as he was 4 years ago. But I'm wondering, on the Democratic side, have you seen any improvement on the part of candidate Kerry toward the Latino community?
I think Democrats understood the mistakes that Al Gore made in the year 2000, and they have a completely different strategy. They created a new group called Unidos con Kerry, United with Kerry. They have a specific group dedicated exclusively to try to get the Hispanic vote. So it's very easy right now to get not only interviews with John Kerry and with John Edwards, but with many Democrats, which was almost impossible to do 4 years ago. On the contrary, what we are seeing right now is that George W. Bush is very difficult to reach for Hispanic media. In the year 2000, he gave at least 100 interviews in Spanish language, and right now, this year, he hasn't even given one interview. So we are seeing a completely different approach. President Bush needs at least 30% of the Hispanic vote to be reelected. And the last poll that I saw said that he had about 30 or 31%. So he's in the right track, but he hasn't been paying a lot of attention to Hispanic media the same way he did in the year 2000.
Well, you live in Miami and have written about how key the Cuban-American vote there was in supporting President Bush. But you say that's not a vote that's necessarily guaranteed for Republicans this time around. Why?
Because the stereotype is that the Cuban-American vote is monolithic, that won't change. There's no question in my mind that George W. Bush will win the Cuban-American vote, which is largely Republican. The question is if he's going to get enough support from the Cuban-American community to be reelected and to win Florida. In the year 2000, President Bush obtained about 81, 82% of the Cuban-American vote. But the last poll that I saw said that President Bush at this point only had about 60 or 65% of the Cuban-American community support. The reason behind this is that President Bush recently proposed changes in travel policy towards Cuba. A Cuban-American can only go once every 3 years to Cuba, and many Cuban-Americans, especially recent arrivals and younger generations, do not like the idea that they cannot go back to Cuba to visit their families and their friends.
A big campaign issue for many Americans this year is the Iraq War. How is that shaking out for the Latino community?
Latinos have been generally much more skeptical about the war in Iraq than other groups. Less than half of all Latinos supported the war before it started, and less than half of all Latinos supported the war in Iraq nowadays. And it has to do because of two reasons. First of all, there's the perception that a disproportionately high number of Latinos have died in Iraq. And the numbers somehow support that. Only about 9% of all members of the armed forces in the United States are Latinos, but 12% of all the soldiers that have died in Iraq are Latinos. The other reason has to do with the fact that Latinos, because they are exposed to more anti-war information coming from Latin America, and they see it through Spanish language and television and radio and newspapers in Spanish, they get different information than the rest of America.
What do you see as the other big issues for Latinos this election?
The three most important issues for Latinos are jobs, education, and access to healthcare. Those are the three most important issues for Latinos. And unfortunately, neither candidate Kerry nor President Bush are addressing specific problems of the Hispanic community with these three issues. They haven't spoken about the high Hispanic unemployment rate. They haven't spoken about the dropout rate. One in three Latino students do not finish high school. And only about 6 out of 10 Hispanics have access to healthcare. So these are issues that have to be addressed by the candidates and have not been. So at this point, neither President Bush nor John Kerry truly deserve the vote of the Hispanic community.
Jorge Ramos is a news anchor for Noticiero Univision. His most recent book is The Latino Wave, How Hispanics Will Elect the Next American President. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.